teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Jesus spent 3 years preparing the disciples on birthing and developing and growing the church. Not a building, but the church. They were in training stage to do what we are doing today. They didn't even know what the church was like. They knew what the temple was like. We know what the church is like. We know what Jesus stood for and what Jesus did. The Old Testament church didn't quite get it because they didn't know they were under a different system from what we are under. Their system was sacrificial. Our system is grace and mercy. And so what we know today is far greater than what they knew. They did think that if they went far in the ocean, that they would fall off the surface of the earth. But we know that is not true. Why? Because we have technology that tells us something different. But they did not know. So the Lord says, in my word, I will reveal to you that you will reveal to my people what I'm about to do. My brothers and sisters, the church should be growing and developing in a Christ-like manner. And what the enemy desires is to disrupt the church and establish division and hostility. He will kill, he will steal, and he will destroy. Does that sound like somebody? My brothers and sisters, in other words, the enemy desire is to separate the church from the groom. The church, the bride, is finding its way to the groom, which is Christ. Because one day, the church will be married. My brothers and sisters, unity in what God is doing in developing you. There has to be unity in what God is developing in you. If I gave an example on a football team, the players have to train their muscles for strength. They exercise. They lift weight to get stronger. And for endurance for the upcoming season, they do that so that in time of preparation, they will be ready to meet the task. Their conditioning will help them throughout a season. The Bible, my brothers and sisters, is our source of conditioning. Because the more we read it, the stronger we become. Now I got to examine myself, because if we are a unified body, when is the last time you read your Bible? And can I examine it to the point that have we read it 1 hour this week? Did we read it 1 week in a row? Or did we read it 1 month? Please don't let me say 1 year. But the reality is, some people never open up their Bibles and never read it. They expect this to be done here. But the Lord is saying, if you want to know about me, you have to read my word. The more you read it, the stronger you become. The less you read it, the weaker we become. If we're not reading God's word, how can we be strong? I feel power because I understand what God is up to. You should feel power the day you walk into this church, because reading that word, it is full of power. The anointing of God's word will come upon you if you're reading his word. I can't be like him if I don't know anything about him. And if we say we are Christ-like, then we need to be a unified body believing and reading God's word on a daily, consistent basis. And it starts with just opening the book. We just talked about it. John got a new Bible. Isn't that amazing how that happened? How you had to get a new one because the other Bible was worn, and you saw what mine looked like. This is probably the third or fourth Bible. How many Bibles have been worn? Tell the truth and shame the devil. How many of us Bibles are so new that you got to pull the pages apart? That's an indictment that we have not studied or understood what God is doing. Not pieces of God's word, but knowing God's word. And God is simply saying, I need you to be like me. I need you to understand my word. And when we think about what God is doing, he's developing us so that we can develop others. We grow stronger studying God's word because we are to study to show thyself approved. If we ain't studying it, God is not approving us. My brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 4 and 7, it states, but as a conjunction, to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Paul is saying we as believers should live our life worthy of our calling. Because God has given us all grace. And that grace was afforded to us through Christ's works. You notice I didn't say our works, because our stuff don't measure up. But it was through Christ's works. And we know that Christ's grace is God's unmerited favor. It is God's inexhaustible supply of goodness. It is God's redemption at Christ's expense. Christ came and showed us the way to get grace by believing in the completed work of Christ on the cross so that we can receive all of the blessing that God has in store for us. Grace was afforded to us through Christ's work. My brothers and sisters, our goodness is not that good. Because even if we bless somebody today, let me give you a point. If I bless somebody and then I talk about him, that's not a blessing. And when we get before, I heard some preachers talking. They were talking about the great white throne of judgment. And we will all be judged. Some of us will be judged under the great white throne. You don't want that. The others will be judged for the works that we do. And some of the works that we do will be judged by fire as divine presence. God will judge our works, the things that we do in this life, by what we say we do. If you got to do something and talk about it, you ain't got nothing. So the Lord says, I will judge everything you've done. I've done this, this, this. And the Lord said, let me judge it. Can I help you? When you bless somebody, be a blessing. Amen. Don't talk about it. Amen. Keep our mouths closed, because the more we open our mouth, the more we ruin our blessings. Amen. The enemy knows he has a strategic weapon. And that is to mess us up when we bless somebody. But we have the ultimate objective and weapon, and that is in God's word. He will never go against God's word. Now, he will try to get you to alter it and mislead you, but he will never fight against it. He will fight against you and me. My brothers and sisters, what I have discovered and now understand is how God's loved us so much, and he demonstrated that love in our lives through his son. And we can clearly see that in John 3:16, familiar passage of scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, inclusive, believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God has blessed us with Christ's gift. Look at part 7 and verse 7 in Ephesians 4. And it says, according to the measure of Christ's gift, but to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. According to the measure of Christ's gift. God gives a measure of grace to those of us, and he gives us the ability to use those gifts. No one will be able to stand before the Lord on Judgment Day and say, God, you gifted me, but you never gave me grace to use the gift. My brothers and sisters, with the gift comes the grace to use the gift. There's a story of a doctor who was talking to a Christian man who had a good job. This man was very talented. And the doctor asked him, how did he get the good job that he had? The man began to tell him how God had opened doors after doors in his life. And he was given this good job. But that was another reason we can all be thankful that God, who gives grace with the gift, because we can imagine what it would be like for someone to want to get up and sing that did not have the gift to sing. And I said that because I did not use what God gave me. God blesses us to be a blessing in whatever it is that you are serving him for. If it is ushering, God is blessing you. If it is singing, God is blessing you. There's a reason for what God is doing. God is elevating us to a unique position and unifying the body to go in one direction in Christ Jesus. I did not sing. And one day, I was talking to my nephew. Many of you know him, David. And my nephew came to preach and said to me, Uncle Stan, we want to hear you sing. We want to know what our dad sounded like, my brother. My brother had a professional singing career. And they're singing all through the family. And I could sing, but I didn't sing because I don't know why. I just didn't. And he said to me, we want to know what my dad sounded like. And I said, I'm not a singer, I'm a preacher. And one day I began to ask the Lord. I asked him if he would let me sing again, I would sing. And he said, he gave this to me. He said, I gave you something, you didn't use it. And now you want to bargain with me? And now take what you have and use it to my glory.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
I want to welcome you back to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show today. It happens to be National Social Security Day. And one super good way to observe National Social Security Day is to be more educated and informed about it. Now, there are some interesting facts about Social Security. Did you know that your Social Security number is for life, and it's only under very extreme circumstances, such as like domestic abuse, that a person can get.